Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, everybody, we have some huge news overnight that is leading to utter humiliation for the United States. Iran attacked two vessels in the Strait of Hormuz, and as I'm recording this video, we're getting word that a third vessel has been attacked by the IRGC for trying to cross through the Strait of Hormuz. This is a painful exercise in humiliation for the United States, which just extended our ceasefire by 3 days as Donald Trump said, hey, we're going to give the Iranians some leeway, which good. I don't want us to be fighting and killing and bombing the hell out of them. Of course, I don't want that. But Donald Trump has called the Iranians terrorists. He's made threats of war crimes. But every single time it actually comes down to it, he shows how toothless he is as a leader. What that does is it creates the permission structure for Iran to continue testing the boundaries, let's say, to continue opening, then closing the Strait of Hormuz, then opening, then closing it again, then shooting ships who are trying to get through the Strait of Hormuz. And as they did today, actually seizing those ships and bringing them back to their coast. One more time. Iran has officially shot at three separate ships and seized two of their ships, according to their reports. This heavily escalates tensions in the region at a time when Trump is supposed to be extending the ceasefire. While we were all sleeping, we saw a major escalation in this war that needs to be talked about with a lot of clarity because we have a leader who is demented in the United States. He's so demented that Netanyahu has essentially dictated the beginning of this war. Trump trusted him, according to the reports, and thought this would be in and out like Venezuela, then very quickly realized, wait a minute, we're stuck in a quagmire, and Netanyahu lied about how easy this would be. I'm not trying to abdicate Trump of his responsibility. He totally went into this of his own accord, but he didn't trust his own generals. He didn't trust Kane, who was telling him not to do this. He trusted the Israeli intelligence, and this is a fact. Either way, going back to this, due to Donald Trump's absolute, let's just say, demented mind and his rapidly degenerating brain, he has somehow put us in a very bad position where the Strait of Hormuz is under perpetual control by Iran. There is actual piracy going on in the ocean after Iran is testing the boundaries and shooting new ships, maybe even going to grab new ships, board new ships. And guess what? The United States said we are going to extend this ceasefire on our side. We are going to not send J.D. Vance to Islamabad. We're going to give you more time to rearm, to make money, to do whatever. And Trump makes us more humiliated on the global stage. So let's just start from the beginning. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. You know what? Before we even jump into the news about the IRGC targeting ships, I want to show you who is leading us right now. This is a video, a recent video of Trump struggling to even read a Bible verse while sitting at the desk in the Oval Office. This comes just a week after he posted an image of himself as Jesus. I'm pretty sure Jesus could read a teleprompter of a Bible verse, dude.
There shall not fail you as a man to be ruler in Israel. But if you turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I pluck them up from the roots out of my land, which I have given them.
This is brutal. Am I tweaking here, or is he just kind of slurring and trying to project his voice, but he's struggling here?
Out of my land, which I have given them,
he looks like
and this
pain.
House, which I have sanctified for my name, will I cast out of my sight and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among nations. And
this dude cannot read, number one. Number two, if you want more proof of his cognitive decline, listen to what he said yesterday about the war in Vietnam. Despite Donald Trump not being able to win a war with Iran, he claims that he would have won the war with Vietnam very quickly.
And when it's over, and it will end, when it's over, you know, they want it to be over immediately, and I just looked at a little chart. World War I, 4 years and 3 months. World War II, 6 years. Korean War, 3 years. Vietnam, 19 years. Iraq, 8 years. I'm 5 months. Okay? 5 months. I would have won Vietnam very quickly. I would have, if I were president, I would have won Iraq in the same amount of time that we won, because essentially we've won here. Okay? I mean, people can play games. The Democrats can say, well, we should have done better. No matter what, if I did it in 1 week, they should have said, they'd say, we should have done better. Look at Venezuela.
Okay, so I have a simple question. Listening to Trump from yesterday, if the United States has won so decisively, if we have taken out Iran in the manner that this demented man claims, how come we can't even get them to the negotiation table? How come we gave them 3 more days in a humiliating manner? And how come in these 3 days, Iran is now shooting tankers in the Strait of Hormuz and we're not doing anything? Basically, the United States said, we want to cease fire so badly that we're going to cease firing and we're just going to let the region continue to go up in flames. And I don't want to be mistaken here. I'm not saying the United States should dive headfirst and re-enter the war. I'm just saying you can't create an entirely massive global mess by giving the Strait of Hormuz to Iran, then back off and declare victory with a fake feeble ceasefire that isn't even real. It's being broken right now. The breaking news in the middle of the night at about 3 a.m. was that the IRGC began targeting 2 ships that attempted to cross the strait. Both are owned by the European shipping giant MSC. The vessels MSC Francesca and Epaminondas have come to a halt. Additionally, they targeted another ship, the Greek-owned Euphoria, which has also been stopped off the coast of Iran, bringing it to a total of 3 ships that were attacked. Iranian forces appeared to have attacked a pair of container ships from the European shipping giant MSC. Let's read about these attacks in particular. Early morning on the 22nd of April, a warning has received a report of an incident west of Iran. A master of an outbound cargo ship reports having been fired upon and is now stopped in the water. Crew are safe and accounted for. There is no reported damage to the vessel. We have another attack report right here. They received another report of an incident 15 northeast of Oman. The master of a container ship reported that the vessel was approached by 1 IRGC gunboat, no VHF challenge, that then fired upon the vessel, which caused heavy damage to the bridge. No fire or environmental impact reported. All crew are reported safe. We then got news not long ago that Iran has attacked a 3rd ship in the Strait of Hormuz. So again, if we've won this war so decisively, if it is over, how come Iran still has a viable IRGC navy in which they're able to send gunboats, mines, and drones to close down the Strait of Hormuz? It's just all so contradictory. Our president is currently claiming that Iran is on their knees and in such a position of weakness that we can actually extend the ceasefire to be nice. But then, while we're being nice and extending the ceasefire, they're still firing on ships. They're still attacking ships. They still have control of the strait. It doesn't seem like Trump is being nice. It seems like he's scared of what happens if he continues to escalate in this manner. He knows this war is unpopular. He would not have ended Vietnam in 45 days, contrary to what he's trying to say here. And I am increasingly concerned about the cognitive health of our president. Listen to James Comer on News Nation. Less than an hour ago, this was just about an hour ago this morning, and he tries to say, there are unintended consequences of bad foreign policy. And he's trying to refer to prior administrations, but dude, this is exactly what you can apply to what Trump's doing right now. Listen.
No one wants to be here. I can tell you with certainty, nobody in Congress wants to see boots on the ground and wants to see many more tax dollars being spent in Iran on a war against a country that none of us really want to be at war with. But at the end of the day, there are unintended consequences of bad foreign policy. And here we are. And I support what the president's doing. And hopefully the negotiating will be successful in the coming days.
Yeah, I know.
There are unintended consequences of bad foreign policy, and that is what we're seeing right now. We're seeing the unintended consequences of a poorly thought out foreign policy. And I guess I want to end this off by showing you this video that Iran posted from their propaganda accounts. They've been making these like Lego AI videos. Honestly, you want to know my honest take? I don't really like these. I understand that both sides put out their respective propaganda videos. I don't like it when the Trump admin does it. I also don't like it when the Iranian regime does it. Right now, there are Iranian citizens, civilians, struggling and being killed due to the regime that made this video. Right now, war is sparking in the Middle East and gas prices are up due to Donald Trump, who is also making these meme videos. So even if some people find this funny, I get it. I'm not like a stick in the mud, but I don't find wartime propaganda videos made by a terroristic regime to be funny.
United States of Israel.
That's your resume. Killing children every day. While you look away, United States of Israel. Netanyahu's pet. Trump is a pedophile.
Don't you forget.
4 years of tweets at 3 a.m. Unhinged and unwell.
Bro, go to sleep.
The Oval Office turned into a circus tent.
Okay, why is it actually a little bit catchy? Why are the songs always a little bit catchy? But one more time, please don't remove the context that this is wartime propaganda being pushed by a regime that wants to continue to repress its citizens. And I'm not saying that this means the United States is some moral beacon on the world stage. Donald Trump sucks as well. We just have to be careful at what we enjoy and what we believe. The same way that Tucker Carlson is leaving MAGA, and it's funny, but that doesn't mean that we're fans of him, right? There has to be some sort of nuance there. The nuance does not exist, however, when it comes to Donald Trump's cognitive decline, because it's so incredibly obvious to all of us. We are in a perpetual war where we'll likely have to continue striking Iran. They're testing the waters, quite literally testing the waters, to see if they can continue to push back and then use the Strait of Hormuz as sort of a shield while they continue to develop their nuclear weapons. And Trump has allowed that to happen. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.